everyone. This is Barry from Universal Laser. And at first when I walked by the booth, there was a huge crowd, and I thought maybe you guys were showing off 3D printers, because I have a little bit of a fascination, and so does Larry, with 3D printers. But it's not a 3D printer. It's actually a laser printer. Yeah. Talk to me about what a laser printer is and who would use such a thing.
Okay, well, it basically works with CO2, carbon dioxide, okay? And so it basically just goes and etches right onto the surface of something.
Okay.
It's kind of like, the way that we have it set up, it works a lot like a printer does. You know, it goes back and forth. In a very similar way that, like, an inkjet printer does.
So now what about, I go to Petco a lot, and I got my dog, Tegan, an engraved dog bone. But I don't think that was a laser printer, right? That would be something different?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of places, you know, you can go to, like, little stores like Things Remembered and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people will do, like, still the old, just metal etching into it, basically, or acid etching or something like that. This is similar, except it's doing it completely with a laser, completely just with heat, and so it's a surface engraving only. It doesn't actually go down into the metal or anything like that.
Okay.
You're talking like maybe a micron onto the surface, and that's
really?
About it.
So essentially it would still feel smooth when I run my finger over it.
Right.
And what's, can you engrave, or is it engraving etch anything? You mentioned metal and wood. What other sort of materials? How about plastic?
Yeah, you can do a lot of different plastics, acrylics, things like that. We have a lot of other fabrics back here that we've done. You can do denim. Denim's kind of neat. You know, you can get like kind of a frosted white effect on it. Yeah, CO2 reacts very differently with a lot of different materials. With something like anodized aluminum, you'll hit it, and it'll cause like a really brilliant white effect. You hit something like just regular stainless steel, you'll get kind of a dark effect. You know, like you'll hit it with like a compound that'll cause it to just turn black.
Really?
You can even get as much as...
Can you alter that effect? Can you change it if I wanted it to come up with different colors?
Well, you can't really do different colors. There's certain things you can do. There's certain technologies that are out there that are being experimented with where you can like do kind of a four-color process on metal where you do like four different sprays and it'll come out, you know, almost looking like an exact photograph. Right now, most people still tend to do just kind of a black and white thing because it's kind of a simplest thing to do.
And
you know?
I noticed, I think you were talking earlier about the iPhone. Would the laser printer be one thing you would engrave an iPhone with?
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually done several different iPhones that people have put in here, and we've just, you know, hit print and go, and it's all set and ready to go.
Very cool. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, what, you can put your name on something or the date or something, but I want to show you the back of this guy's laptop. Because this is more than just an etching engraving process. Well, how did this come about? And as I said, it's practically smooth. There's not a deep cut into the back of his laptop. This is just an average Dell Inspiron you might have picked up at any sort of computer store.
Yep.
And how did this process happen?
Well, basically, we just went out to our building. That's just our main corporate headquarters.
Okay, so this is taken from an actual photograph.
Yeah, and we just took a digital picture, put it in the computer. We ran it through Photoshop with a special filter that converted it to a bitmap. And then the laser interprets that bitmap a certain way. So it sees all the little dots, all the little pulses.
Yeah.
And every single pulse, every single dot on the computer is a pulse of the laser. Okay, so it's just going over that as fast as about 500 pulses per inch over the surface. And that's what that's what helps you get that continuous effect.
That's amazing, and that's a really impressive level of detail.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get my own done, but we are going to get some Channel 10 bottle openers done because I know how much you people at home all like to drink. Let me ask you something, one more thing. In the world we're all kind of growing green and looking and saving power, what's the wattage on something like this?
Well, this one right here, we're only using about 30 watts of power.
All right.
And for this particular application, we're only using about 25% of that 30 watts. So, I mean, it doesn't really take much power to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
The only time you get into like really heavy-duty stuff, like upwards of 120 watts, is if you're trying to maybe cut like a half inch of wood or something like that,
right.
You know, which some people do.
And who are most of your consumers? Big companies or just people looking like swag makers? I would imagine there's a lot of laser etching going on in CES this year.
You know, just about anyone and anyone you could think of has used our laser from one point. The biggest one I think of, like Nike uses it in their design department to prototype their shoes because it cuts leather really well.
Yeah.
Boeing and other companies like that will use it to put like little 2D dot matrix codes just so they can, you know, keep control of their systems that they're shipping out all the time.
I kind of just want one at home in my living room. Not many personal users at home.
No, actually there are.
Private consumers?
Yeah, the entry-level models that we have here are usually for people that are just wanting to do a small little business out of their home or out of a little shop in a strip mall or something like that,
very
you know?
Cool. Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, let's see it in action. So you're just going to, all he's doing here is using Carell, and he's going to ride Channel 10, and we're going to laser on up and send them out to you. But in the meantime, you can go to www.ulsinc.com. All right, let's do it.